Okay, good evening, everybody. It's good to be with you guys this evening. For the visitors, my name is Nikki. I'm part of the team in Josh Jen. I've been with Josh Jen for about 10 years. I must say it has been quite amazing to see how awesome you guys did your tables. I mean, I'm from the morning congregation, and it took us a month to prepare for our nation tables. So you guys did an exceptional job in like 3 days. Am I right? 3 days. So well done there. You can give yourself a hand. It was brilliant. Well done. So we were given the nation of Australia because, of course, my wife comes from Australia. And our table didn't win the night's thing. But our table ran out of what I called koala biltong. And it was the winning biltong. I just used normal biltong, and then I put a name up there, said koala biltong on it. And people loved knowing that they were thinking they were eating koala. Okay. So we've been camping. I went camping as a father and son's camp this past week. That was me and my four boys. It was me and my four boys. It was lots and lots of fun. And as we were gearing up to going, my children every night for the whole 2 weeks that they knew they were going camping, I gave it away too soon. 2 weeks too soon. Because every day, "Dad, are we going camping today?" And it wasn't happening. And then eventually we went. And as we got to the Berg River, I surveyed the area. There was a lot of people camping around, and finally found a spot. And I knew as soon as I opened, we've got a VW caddy, and you know those doors that open that way. And I knew as I opened up those doors, it was like going to be a scene out of the Black Friday sales. These kids just charged out of that place like there was a big sale on. And there was a couple next to us, and they had their campground, and they were sitting down, relaxing, and enjoying the tranquil river flowing and the birds singing. And here comes the branch dump. Bang. We had arrived. And my kids are very loud, and we have a good, fun time together. But they already, they were on their way down to the river. They just automatically, that's where they were going. I was like, whoa, come back. So they had to get back, and we started to build our camp. And we started to set things up and make things comfortable and suitable. So we had the tent up, and of course I had to do the whole thing basically by myself, trying to control the kids. And once the camp was set up, the kids went off. And I looked to my right-hand side, and there was this couple that had a tent up there. And they had, you know, those gazebos with a fly net, you know, the fly nets. And like, there wasn't a teaspoon out of place. It was just beautiful. And I looked at my campground and I realized, whoa, I got a lot of work to do here to get this thing looking good. So I started working, and eventually after like an hour of hard work, my 29-year-old body started to really weigh down and get tired, and I was like really feeling it. And I almost lost the purpose and the promise of camping. I mean, the purpose of camping is not just to remain in your campsite, right? It's to go out and explore. And the promise of making memories with your kids, not from afar, but from up close. And so I realized at that point, I dropped down my tools. I did a bit of a toy. And I said, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going to go and create some memories with my family now. And you know, our Christianity is very much similar to camping. We arrive as Christians, we get into that place where everything is new. We're part of the family of God. It's exciting. We're amped to be here. The blessings are here. And we realize, man, there's this kingdom that I never saw before I was saved. And now that I've given my life to Jesus Christ, I'm in this place and it's beautiful. And eventually when you get in here, you start serving. You realize, man, this God has a place for me in his body. And I can get involved in kids' ministry, or I can start serving in the info desk, or be a part of the worship team, and then we start to get busy doing that thing. But we can lose focus a little bit, because that's not everything that God calls us to do. And in Mark 16 verse 15, Our Lord Jesus Christ says that we are to go. That we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus to every creature. God has not called us just to settle in our campground, but that there is promises that God has for us as we go into the nations. Now, there's a story in the Bible who I really admire. He was a great camper. Abraham, we all know the story. And he left his homeland in a tent, and he started going towards what God had promised him, that he would be a great nation, and out of him out of him will be a nation that will be great. And so eventually he gets into the land, and there's a famine, so he goes down to Egypt, and he eventually returns back. But in the book of Genesis 15, you see that he has this vision in his tent, and God meets him in the tent. And while he's there, the Lord says, Abraham, do not be afraid, for I am your shield, and I will give you a great reward. I mean, if this happened to you, what would your response be? Be like, whoa, that's amazing, God. Wow, I'm going to just tweet that. But Abraham turns around and says, but Abraham turned to the Lord and goes, God, look at my situation. You've promised me something and it hasn't happened. And my maid servant now, that child there is going to carry on the heir of what you've said. And God turns around to Abraham and he says, no. Abraham, just wait. It's going to happen. Kind of reminded me of a story that I heard this week. Anyone here know Kim Muller? Okay, now imagine yourself as Kim Muller. That's right. Don't stand up. That's a perfect. Now imagine yourself, Kim Muller, on his 60th birthday party. I don't know if you ever heard about this party, but he came into the office with a Harley Davidson t-shirt. And I'm like, okay, there's another elder who's, you know, loves bikes, and all these elders are riding on their bikes. So I was like, oh, okay, Kim, that's a really nice t-shirt you got there. He says, yeah, no, it was for my 60th birthday party. I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty amazing. You had a 60th birthday, a Harley Davidson. And then he got his phone out and he started to show me the photos of the Harley Davidson cake that he got. And then he started to show me the Harley Davidson banner that they put up in Edgemead Congregation. And I'm waiting for the Harley Davidson, right? And I'm like, oh, Kim, so did you get a Harley Davidson? He's like, no, I didn't get a Harley Davidson. So I was thinking, wow, man, if I was Kim in those shoes, that party ended, I would have been driving home with my wife waiting, just praying that when I get home, the whole congregation is standing in front of my house with a Harley Davidson saying, happy birthday, Kim. But it didn't happen. He received all this stuff, but he never got what he really, really wanted. But I believe prophetically, I'm just going to say it over the mic just for Kim, that I do believe that he's going to get a Harley Davidson. But this is what Abraham must have felt. He got all the things. He got the land. He got the livestock. He had everything he needed, yet he had received the blessing, but he lost faith in the promises of God. So here he is in this tent. He's looking at his situation. He's kind of messed up, actually. And he's kind of looking at himself like, oh, man, God, it's over. You said it would happen, but I'm looking at my wife. She's too old to have kids. I'm looking at the situation that happened, yeah, and that's not what I wanted. It's not what you wanted. So God does something really supernatural. He says to Abraham, okay, Abraham, I promise you it's going to happen. Then what he does is he takes Abraham out of his tent. So Abraham gets out of his tent. God shows him the vastness of the sky and the stars. He says, if you can count the stars in the sky, that is how many descendants are going to come from you. See, God had to take Abraham out of that place of his surroundings and his circumstances and what he was facing and the natural, that it was impossible. And God showed him the possibility of what will happen. And the Bible says that Abraham believed the promise again. Did you know that God has got promises over your life? And as I was just praying earlier, I saw this big tree. And it was like heavy, heavy fruit that was hanging on these trees of promises that God has over us as a people and as individuals. But sometimes we get so caught up in our campground and we're hanging out and doing our things that we doing, building relationships, that the blessing, we receive the blessing, but the promises of God, He sometimes has to take us out of this place to go into a nation. And this is the biggest lesson I learned when I went to Brazil 3 years ago, was that there were promises that were there that God had for me. And when I went there, I started to see exactly the truth and the promises that God had over my life. And it wasn't when I was just in a congregation. It was when I went out to go to a nation. And you know, like camping, you got to prepare. You can't just expect it to happen. You have to prepare yourself for when you go camping. And the same thing is, you have to prepare yourself when you go to a nation. And I want to encourage you guys tonight. I don't know if any of you know about the 412 website. I'm sure all of us know about it. But have you gone on and seeing what is there that God has for me? And pray about it and ask the Lord to show you, because there are promises that He has for you. And you know, as you guys eat of the nations tonight, my prayer is that you will taste of a nation tonight in your heart. And you know, 159 rand sushi, all you can eat, can fill you up for a day. Yes, we love that. But one visit to a nation can satisfy your spiritual hunger for years. And I still live on that, of that trip that I went on, and God opened up promises over my life that I saw the truth that the nations are my inheritance as well as it is for your inheritance. So I want to encourage you guys tonight. Don't just eat. Don't just eat and forget, but really. You know, Abraham's situation was impossible. You might be thinking, yeah, it's impossible. Look at my circumstances. I don't have the funds. I don't have all of these. I mean, God loves to work in the places of the impossibility in our natural eyes. He loves to work in there. He did it with Abraham. He does it with Lazarus. And He can do it with you. But you got to start to believe that God has more for you. And the promises that He has for you are never, ever, never going to be taken away. It is there for the taking. You just gotta go and believe. Is that good? That's all I have.